Nolte, Taylor Lawrence is still pushing masks 5 years after COVID. By John Nolte on March 23, 2026. Documented lunatic Taylor Lawrence is still urging people to install a chain-linked fence to protect themselves from mosquitoes. To wear a mask to stop viruses. If you're traveling to Cuba or any impoverished community, or just generally, you should be wearing a mask. The AWFL est AWFL and AWFL dom over the weekend. We're 6 years into an ongoing pandemic. And airborne disease is real no matter how many leftists want to scream and stomp their feet and shout RFK talking points. It's really so easy to not infect and kill PPL around you, she added. No one is saying you have to be perfect, but if you respond to disabled PPL asking you not to kill slash maim them and other vulnerable folks by having a meltdown instead of showing basic solidarity, you are not a serious person. Based on what? The droplet argument makes sense to me. If you have a cold or a cough and are at the doctor's office, a mask might make sense. But if you are healthy? This is insanity. It was always insanity. You don't quarantine the healthy at home or behind a mask. The problem with lunatics like Taylor Lawrence is that they can't stop themselves because they know that stopping is an admission that they were wrong. That's why, years and years out from COVID, long after the pandemic has become the equivalent of the flu, she has to pretend she still believes in masking because that's easier for her than to admit she was wrong. I do, though, like the idea of the healthy people who believe in wearing masks all going to Cuba. That sounds like a plan, like a good place for them. The goal here is what it usually is with left-wing extremism. Not to convince us, but to exhaust us, so we surrender just to shut them up. That isn't working as well as it once did because the right kind of enjoys rebelling against these priggish hall monitors. But that's generally been the left's strategy when the facts and morality are not on their side. Besides, most of the people who still wear masks today wear filthy masks practically down to their chins. The mask argument defies common sense, especially after thousands and thousands of years of human history without masks. Plus, we can sense the desire to control and manipulate us. These are bad people, not compassionate altruists.